About 24 Kuskokwim River subsistence fishermen will go to trial in the Bethel Courthouse after pleading not guilty to fishing with illegal gear. Federal and state wildlife managers closed the Kuskokwim to salmon fishing for an unprecedented 12 days this summer in order to protect the low Chinook salmon run. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
84-year-old Alexei Nikolai of Oscarville set out his subsistence salmon net this summer just like he had done his whole life. Nikolai tried following the fishing restrictions, but he had his net in the water June 13th, when it shouldn't have been. Nikolai says when he realized his mistake, he went to take it out and was met by three law enforcement officers who seized his net. Nikolai doesn't speak English, and the officers didn't speak Yupik, so Nikolai's family members had to translate. Sergeant Ken Acton with the Alaska State Troopers says Nikolai was fishing 30 minutes after the closure began.
We'd seize the net and then we'd make a final determination later. We determined that we were going to give Mr. Alexei his net back because there is some issues with the language barrier.
Other fishermen who have been cited knew they were fishing illegally. 33 fishermen were cited June 20th when some villages organized fishing protests. 10 fishermen were arraigned on June 26 at the Bethel Courthouse. Magistrate Bruce Ward.
In any event, each of you have been charged with using a drift net with greater than 4-inch mesh in violation of 5AAC-01.
The court provided no Yupik translation during the arraignment, but some fishers received help from family and friends who were present. The state gave the same offer to each fisherman. Assistant District Attorney Chris Carpinetti.
The charge would be reduced to a violation, and there would be a fine to pay, a $500 fine with $250 suspended. So that would be $250 to pay. You'd be on probation for 1 year. And the condition of your probation would be not to have any fish and game violations. Okay. And the nets that were seized would be returned to you.
Of the 10 fishers arraigned that day, only one pled guilty.
I was thinking about it in both ways. I'm going to lose in both ways.
48-year-old Norman Black of Napakiak didn't come to his decision lightly.
I got only one net that's in possession right now. People I fish for are the elders who can't do nothing, and for my kids. So I was thinking, like, if I plead guilty right now, I'd have my net and have some fish for the winter for them.
For pleading guilty, Black got his net back the same day. At least a few dozen more fishermen were arraigned July 9th in Bethel for illegal fishing. The deal was the same. Some pled guilty and others didn't. All the fishermen pleading not guilty will now stand trial. Myra Nanning is the president of the Association of Village Council Presidents, representing 56 tribes in the YK Delta.
The state can resolve all this by pardoning everyone for having fished for food, and I think that would be the right thing to do.
AVCP organized free legal advice for the fishermen who were cited. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.